Mimicry, is this intelligent decision?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the builders of the large Creation Museum and Planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, mimicry describes animals or plants that look like one another. An example given recently on a nature program on television is why a milk snake looks so much like a coral snake. You see, secular scientists who study mimicry, well, they claim these animals and plants actually choose to look similar to another so they can survive. In other words, somewhere in time, a milk snake knowingly passed on those genes that control its color and pattern, which would make it look like a coral snake. I wonder if they really know how ridiculous that sounds. These are the same scientists who tell us that no intelligence is involved with the creation of life, yet they say that animals must have had the intelligence to mimic other creatures. You know, it's amazing. Mimicry can easily be explained by God's word. The Creator made everything in the beginning, and He created it all for His pleasure. Just as an artist can use several variations of the pattern or theme in his artwork, well, God used a number of similar patterns in His creation.
If these radio programs are a blessing to you, why not get our audio CD with 45 sample programs by Ken Ham on a great variety of questions and answers about the Bible's accuracy? Your gift of any size today gets this audio CD out in the mail to you. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.